Introduction. Mirror, mirror on the wall, the old joke says. I am my mother after all. But which? 1938, 4th of May. Thank you for your kind donation of 2 and 6p. 19th of August. I have pleasure in sending you particulars of a dear little girl. 24th of August. I am so glad to know you are interested in this little Catholic baby and can come on September the 5th. It will be quite in order for you to take baby, if you like her, and there is no need to bring any clothing, as baby will be dressed ready for the journey and a small parcel of clothes will be given you at the interview. So the Adoption Society wrote in that part of the story, which was, of course, not only mine, but was where I first appeared. This was all the introduction my parents had to the complex task of adopting. Their qualification for the job had been a letter from the parish priest saying they were of good character. Since of the only two possible religious options my father recognised, Catholic or lapsed, his was the second, I've wondered if he had to bribe the father with a bottle of whisky. So began the long intertwining of roots, which is just as formative as the tangle of parental DNA we are born with. What are you going to do when you grow up? Asked my Auntie Margaret. Starve in a garret, I said. I knew from somewhere that this was an essential hallmark of the writer. My mother's speaking eyebrows nearly climbed off her forehead, but it was she who, with the unceasing leaf litter of her stories about her 13 siblings, taught me the arc of narrative. Much later I realised that it was time to move the great Ice Age erratic boulder of secrecy. Still not able to speak face to face, I wrote to my parents, telling them that I knew. My father replied tenderly, blaming himself. I thought not telling was for the best. When we got your letter, your mother threw her apron over her head and cried all day. Old as the walls of Troy, that gesture says it all. Near the end of her life, I was waiting for an ambulance to take my mother, who'd finally become too ill for me to nurse in her own home, to the hospice, and I began to cry. Don't cry, she whispered. Oh, my lovely daughter. 60 years on from that note from the society, I found myself standing with my newly discovered brother by the bronze plaque commemorating our biological mother in a San Francisco graveyard. Another twist in a narrative which revealed an absent mother but a living family. This is not the whole of my story, any more than anyone's experience of adoption is the whole of theirs. The poet Mary Oliver says in a poem about her parents, which is both tender and sad, I will not give them the kiss of complicity. I will not give them the responsibility for my life. I hope these poems resonate for those who adopt and those who are adopted. But whatever our origins and wherever our lives take us, we all need to see, accept, and parent the face we find in that mirror.